At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Just real quick right now to bring you something that's happening as we speak is there is a chase going on, a police chase going on here in the greater Los Angeles area. Now, whenever police chase is on, we always watch it. This chase has been going on now for a little bit over an hour, and the suspect, who is, it's a stolen truck situation that was involved in a hit and run. I believe the person, whoever got hit, was okay. This truck made it all the way down the freeway and was just driving in the Angels parking lot.
Plenty of parking.
Lot of room to drive.
Most action that stadium's seen in years, dude.
It was in the LA Angels parking lot, driving around for it, went over a couple of cones, and now it's back outside Angels Stadium, driving up and down. Now it's in Anaheim.
Yeah, he's right down by Disneyland at this point.
I was waiting to see if like the big hat would come
See, we've been talking about big hats a lot. Yeah.
He's coming around. This is
an even bigger hat.
He just turned back around. He could be going back into Angel Stadium.
Might be listening right now.
Maybe he's listening. He made that turn to go. I'm going to go back into Angel Stadium and go to the hat. I'm going to go to that and see what's going on.
Yeah, for those that are unaware, they have the giant hats outside the stadium.
Yeah, the big hat outside I mean, bigger than the hats people are wearing now.
No, that's right.
Like, this is a big hat you would stand under. It's like, wow, that's a really big hat.
Yeah, with that one, you got to do an insert. Like, yeah. You got to give him a size, and then you go from there. Here, it's a giant hat. It's a great photo opportunity before you walk in. And really, when he pulled up into the parking lot, it's like when we had Bill Plaschke live from Anaheim. He goes, I drove right in, man. It was the greatest thing.
I've done shows from under the hat before. When I was in between ESPN and Fox, mm-hmm. I was doing stuff for the local station here in LA, ESPN Radio, and I did shows from under the hat. I was under
good
the hat.
Shade.
Yeah, I was under the hat doing shows.
Gone into that ballpark many a time.
Person just turned around again, maybe going back to go under the hat.
Just doesn't know what he wants to do. Doesn't know if he wants to go to the Lego store or wants to go to the big hat.
Now I want some pastrami from the hat.
Do you have have Star Wars, the big Star Wars Legos? I want to do the Death Star.
I was in there the other day. Some of that stuff's no joke. It's like, here's you can get this on layaway. It's $850 bucks for the Millennium Falcon.
Jason.
Yeah.
How did that go right over your head?
What,
I said pastrami from the hat.
Pastrami from the hat. Well, I'm still thinking about nachos. Like, I'm thinking about...
You're always thinking
about... Think about filling one of those giant hats with nachos,
getting
though.
Down and getting,
how much nachos fit in that giant hat?
You could just jump... It would be like jumping into a pool of cheese.
We did have ice cream from Little Helmets when we went to the Elton John show.
Okay.
Was in a blue helmet, and then they gave us a pink one.
More. All right. More. More.
And DJ member be very purdy in pink for the 49.
Yeah.
Jerk. Now we talked about Brock Purdy a few minutes ago.
Yeah, yes,
how would Berman announce Brock Purdy taking over? But now that he's the quarterback, and there's a lot of talk today because one of the big stories is Baker Mayfield was let go by the Carolina Panthers, and we'll get into Tom Brady coming up in a few minutes. Don't worry, but. Already you see the speculation, should the 49ers sign Baker Mayfield? And honestly, this is where I'm at with the 49ers. You want a big bold prediction for the 49ers? The 49ers' path this season and their ultimate destiny is unchanged following Jimmy Garoppolo's injury. The 49ers are almost quarterback proof to the point where it doesn't matter who plays quarterback for them because their defense is so good and their weapons, they have. If you said, okay, what team has the best starting running back, starting tight end, top two wide receivers, right? Your skill position players, number one running back, number one tight end, top two wide receivers. Your answer is San Francisco. All you got to do is be able to execute the offense, and you'll win games. And it's not like Jimmy Garoppolo was lighting the world on fire when he was playing.
Yeah, but what does he do with Shanahan?
He was just okay.
He wins games.
Right. But as you can see, this is an offense. I mean, it's quarterback proof. I mean, Zach Wilson might even be able to succeed in this
offense.
Come
on now.
All right, maybe that's a little bit too far.
What are you doing?
It's almost quarterback. It's everybody but Zach Wilson quarterback proof. Because that's how good this team is. The Niners and the Broncos have the two best defenses in the NFL. You know, one in the AFC, one in the NFC. One's going to playoffs and one's not. They've won five in a row. They're dominant, and they still haven't figured out who they are offensively because they've just had too many stops and starts. You start the season, okay, Trey Lance is our guy. Nope, he's out. Now we got to get Jimmy Garoppolo up to speed. Okay, Garoppolo's getting up to speed. What? Nope, now we're bringing in Christian McCaffrey. Okay, we bring in Christian McCaffrey. Now let's get the offense up to speed. Nope, Deebo Samuel's hurt. We got to wait. Got to come back. Okay, now we'll get the offense up to speed. Nope. Jimmy Garoppolo's hurt again. Now Brock Purdy is coming in. Nope. Okay. Now we got to get the offense has continually had to morph over the course of this year. Mm-hmm. It's not like they were ever running. Hey, we're running. It's scoring 40 points a week. But these weapons are all so good. I said that running back, top two receivers, tight end, best set of weapons in the NFL. Brock Purdy will be fine. Right? When the 49ers got Jimmy Garoppolo, we talked about this with Jason Lock and Four earlier in the show. Remember, Garoppolo sat for like 4 or 5 weeks. Let him play the last 5 weeks of the season. Learn the offense, get in there. Purdy's been learning the offense all season long. Now he's in there. Are they really going to say, okay, Baker Mayfield come in and get us to the conference championship game? I love bold predictions. I can't sit here and say, hey, Baker Mayfield's going to be playing in the NFC championship game. They'll stick with Brock Purdy. He put points on the board against an average defense because the Dolphins have an average defense. Maybe they feel a little bit better because of the way their offense puts points on the board. So there's a little bit more of a sense of urgency to score points against them because you know you're just going to have to outscore them because their offense is that explosive.
Well, you saw it with the 75-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just right off the jump.
Right now, yeah. So the defense is maybe a little bit better, but still, you go by all the different metrics. That's about a middle-of-the-pack defense in the NFL. Brock Purdy's going to be fine. He came in with no reps and was okay. And it's not like he was Cooper Rush. He was better than Cooper Rush, mm-hmm. right? And we've seen this year that when your backup comes in, it's not all doom and gloom as long as you have other people that can carry the load. The quarterback doesn't always have to carry the load. Cooper Rush said, here, Tony Pollard, Ezekiel Elliott, you guys carry the load. Once in a while, CeeDee Lamb, I'm going to give it to you. You guys, you carry the load right now. That's how it's worked with the Cowboys. They didn't score a ton of points, but they won games. The Niners can score more points than the Cowboys because their offense is better. And Purdy's going to get better with more reps with the ones as he goes on. I believe in starts. And if Purdy had come in and thrown up on himself, I would have said, okay, timeout. There's got to be something going on here. But he came in, ran the offense. If you didn't know the way the game ended, you would say, boy, Garoppolo had a good day. Right. They won 33-30. Boy, that's a big game. Those are two teams that are really ascending, that are red hot. One in the AFC and one in the NFC. And the Niners are able to win the game. They are quarterback proof. Brock Purdy is fine. And their ultimate destiny of likely being in the NFC championship game at the end of this year is unchanged. Brock Purdy is going to be playing for all the marbles. It's going to be, what a story, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, Disneyland, all this stuff. Brock Purdy will be playing in the NFC championship
game. Well, I mean, we stipulate to the fact that in the NFC, you've got three or four teams that you say are head and shoulders above everybody else. And then you've got the rest outside of the NFC East. No, I'm just kidding. You've got the Vikings, but they're underdogs to the Lions. So there's not a lot of believers, even with another win over your Jets this week. There's still a lot of shrugging the shoulder of saying, let me see it when it counts. Okay, cool. Cowboys absolutely throttle the Colts. Well, the Colts are what they are. But that's an offense I think I'd take with Dak under center, with the unknown of Purdy. Not to say they don't get there, because they certainly can, as long as everybody stays healthy. And that's the billion-dollar thing for the 49ers. You've got a number of those top component guys that all have extensive injury histories. So that could be interesting down the stretch, right? It's one thing we're watching with McCaffrey and how he's used. Debo has had some nagging injuries this year. And we all know that George Kittle is prone to block his way into an injury at times. So you've got that rolling. And the offensive line looks like it's getting healthy. Defensive line starting, like everything's gelling, coalescing as it would appear down the stretch here for the 49ers. I think they're fine with him. Like, and I think normally we see these teams, and Frostburg, our executive producer in the year, kind of going back to when you've got those strong bases, you can win with other guys. Trent Dilfer will always be, mm-hmm. not just the coach of UAB now, he will always be a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Brad Johnson, also.
Up, right?
Sure.
In Tampa, same thing. You had a dominant defense.
Tom Brady, yeah, he'll be Super Sorry.
He's already done that a number of times. No, but he's had, at times, dominant defenses. Uh-huh. And going back to the beginning of his career, he wasn't winging it around all over the place, right? And the game has obviously changed. He's been in long enough to see a complete change in the landscape of the NFL. That when you played 20-plus years, like, once upon a time, 25 touchdowns was groundbreaking. How many do you have this year? 40. Oh, okay, cool. And all of that, back-to-back 40s the last two years. But just to your point, yeah, you don't need a guy to come in and wing it around if the other component pieces are there. But if that bogs down, you got to be able to make a play. Will Purdy be able to do that? He's certainly got weapons to try.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're at least up on the game there, and you watch that division crumble around you, which is a nice help. Down the stretch.
Oh, yeah, the Rams are done. Sure, sure.
So he gets to work. Like Aaron Donald missed this week.
Mm-hmm.
Is he coming back? Matt Stafford's on IR. Hopefully he's okay, right? The report of nerve stuff and spinal things always get you a bit nervous. But, you know, he's out. You're watching a team crumble. Arizona, they're fighting each other. They had a bye week this week, but they'll come back and be just as dysfunctional. So you go down the stretch with these games.
Don't worry, we'll be back and dysfunctional. Just give us a week. We're off this week, but we'll be back.
Well, but wouldn't you want to be in on those meetings?
Mm-hmm. Right? No, I want out. No, I want out. No, I'm getting out first. No, I'm
throwing
out first.
You out first. But, yeah, so you got chaos ensuing, so a nice place for Purdy to get comfortable, and he looked comfortable, like a guy who'd been in the system. And
yeah,
that can only get better. The timing can only get better.
There's nobody else that's going to come in and ride to the rescue because you're after the dead. It's him or Baker Mayfield. Who else are you going to bring in that's going to get up to speed on the offense? I'm telling you, Brock Purdy, and the Niners are going to be fine. I'm telling you, Brock Purdy will be a starting quarterback in the NFC Championship game. Purdy and MVP Jalen Hurts will be the starting quarterbacks in the conference championship game.
First thing I joked about once the Mayfield story started this morning, immediately to Twitter going, so make sure you talk to Christian McCaffrey before you do anything else. He was just over there. What's Baker like right now?
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. There you go. There's a big, fat, bold prediction for you. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train after braking. It could take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains, well, they can't. Coming up next, we will get back into Tom Brady, a guy who is playing for his NFL life over the course of the next few weeks and, of course, the biggest story of the day. Verlander is a Met. Shh. Don't tell anybody.
It's broke.
But we're going to win the World Series.
Coach Prime said to get in that transfer portal. Get out.
It's coming up next, Jason and Mike. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Better in sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And I realize, and you realize that I'm an insider without sources. I don't need sources. What did I tell you? The day Jacob DeGrom went to the Rangers, and now with every passing day, it's been so easy to say goodbye to him. I can't believe it, because as great as the guy's been,
right.
Just hearing the stories about how upset he was and how surly he was and how, you know, he wasn't really a leader on the team and a lot of things. This is a lot, you know, kicking the guys he goes out the door, but this is one of the reasons why he wanted to leave. So you want to leave, so go. It's been a lot easier to say goodbye to Jacob DeGrom. I told you the day it happened. This is why it's good that Steve Cohen is as much a fan as he is an owner, because he's not going to allow this Jacob DeGrom leaving us to be the storyline that dominates for the next days and weeks. I told you by Monday the Mets are going to have a new star pitcher or maybe two guaranteed. At least one, maybe two guaranteed. What did you wake up to this morning? Justin Verlander's a Met. 2 years, $86 million. Great gamble, because if it doesn't work out, you're out of it in a year. It's not Trey Turner where, hey, if it doesn't work out, we're paying the guy for the next 10 years. Oh, no, no. This is 2 years and you can move on. It's a gamble, but every signing is a gamble. It's short term. It's getting the headlines onto something else. And you went out and got a guy that's going to make more starts than Jacob DeGrom is this year. So, yeah, you went out and got a Cy Young. You're remaking the 2014 Tigers because you have Scherzer, you have him, you have James McCann. We already had Rick Porcello. Al Albuquerque's going to be signed next. This is a great day, and I told you. So I could be an insider, because someone said, Jason, how did you know? I know because I know things and I'm smart.
You set a star.
But who did you talk to? Oh, I didn't talk to anybody. But how'd you know? Because I know. Because I know things because I'm smart.
Well, we
so
know,
listen to me.
We know.
That's all.
Sources. I mean, sources.
That's all. That's all.
Two for 86.
I know because I know.
It's a lot of money.
It
short
is.
Short term, you roll the dice, right? Miss the 2020 and 2021 seasons. Comes back, wins a Cy Young, 28 starts. With Jacob DeGrom, you were getting, on average, half that, right? 13 and change.
Yeah.
Over the last, actually, just about 13 over his last three seasons.
There's no change.
Dominating, yeah. Went out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, 100%.
But one of those, all right. But with Justin Verlander, did come off, back off a huge injury and had a fantastic season. Is in his late 30s. But with the dominant stuff that you saw, it's worth a two-year gamble. Because you roll through, and if it doesn't work, guess what? Cohen has a lot of other money. Mm-hmm. He will come back over the top if he feels it. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. Right? You have the ability. That's the beauty of being in his position, the Dodgers, some of these other squads, where they can make those decisions actively to kind of pull those strings year to year. This year we'll overspend. And I use the term overspend, you know, liberally there. But just saying, we're going all in and pushing the payroll up. We'll pay the tax. We'll mm-hmm. do whatever. And then you wait and see what happens. And it's a long-term play. And you see how the ebb and flow, the health of players, particularly of Verlander, or like you were doing with DeGrom. I mean, it was maddening watching the Mets roster and those what was once looking like it was going to be a rotation to rival the 71 Orioles. Mm. And then they all started getting hurt.
Look at you going back to Palmer and Cuellar and McNally. Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're celebrating Hall of Fame guys.
Sure.
And history with Fred McGriff. My two guys are in the Hall of Fame. I don't have anything else to fight for.
No, no.
Well, I got McGriff and Baines. I'm good.
And Verlander will go in as a Met. So it's okay.
Keep I'll buy some Mets rookie cards. On.
Sure. Look, this is what the Mets needed to do. I'm an insider. I told you they're going to have a guy by Monday, and
you
they
said
did.
Star.
It's, wow, really?
Yeah, you said star.
Well,
loud.
Kate Upton's going there.
Don't be upset just what? Because the Dodgers looked in on him and they couldn't make an offer for him. Don't be upset about
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's upset about that.
Hey, he got Kershaw back this morning.
$86 million?
Yeah, no, Kershaw came back, what, $4 million this year for Kershaw?
86.
Yeah, that's
the guy's going to give you two starts.
Okay.
Wow.
Two starts in April.
And I'm being generous.
two starts in March when he starts and then Mitch's. Yeah. Look. Everything is a gamble when you go free agency, especially with someone who's 39. But
especially this.
I'll take a guy coming off the Cy Young who won a World Series, won his first World Series game.
In Houston,
yeah,
where they cheat.
I'll take him for that. Kate Upton's going to bang the drum in New York.
There will be no banging. She already told you that.
She's going to bang the trash can in beautiful Mets gear.
No,
it's
going to
have rhinestones on it. I can't wait.
Should you use the term banging?
Banging the trash can.
Yeah, but you paused each time you said
that. I said banging on the trash can.
You paused, though.
Yeah, you did.
But I said, whoa, you're the guy. I said banging on the trash can.
You kind of paused there.
There's no sex.
You're playing that
drop. Her words.
Well, yeah, but I said banging on a trash can. And Sam actually found a song called Banging on a Trash Can.
But no banging in Mets gear, though.
I mean, hey. Banging on a trash can. It's going to be glorious.
It's by Doug and the Beats. You mean Doug, the cartoon character?
Metsio.
I've had that drop for so long now.
Mets.
Dude, it's
been Doug. Waiting for that. He's been waiting to run that for like 6 months.
Are we sure that wasn't the Dan Band?
Eventually, when I fill in on the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, they're going to mention the Astros. They'll mention the trash can, and I'll play that song.
Yeah, but that would be the Dan Band would have taken the front part of the
candy shop.
Yeah.
Verlander signed today. Jason's going to talk about it. It's going to be great. Yay!
Kate you said Upton, star, Mets, Jason. You said you star. Just, you let us down.
Stop. Just because the
just
Mets,
like the Mets let you down when they signed Verlander
let's
today.
See. The Mets beat you out for Scherzer last year. Beat you out
How'd
for Verlander
work out
this
for you?
Year.
How'd Scherzer work out for you, buddy?
Scherzer worked out great. He was
fine.
Yeah,
you got swept by the Padres.
How about you? How'd you guys do against Padres?
No, we won a game.
Oh,
we
right. You swept. Did win a game. You did win a game. That's right. You
yeah,
did win
exactly.
a game. Okay.
One more than you.
You did win a game. Right. No, you did win a game. Because you won how many of the regular season? 111, right? Wow.
You can
so,
count.
Yeah, no, so that was really disappointing that
Hooked
you didn't make
Phonics
it any further.
Worked for you.
I didn't, that, you know, we won 100 games, but it's really more embarrassing if you won like 111 games.
You want me to count the 111?
Ooh.
I can do it.
I don't know that you can. I think you might
peter out. A lot of Francesa going all the way through there.
You might peter out around 37.
Not two, 37. Not three.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think you were looking for mathnasium with that one, but it works just the same.
The limit does not exist.
No,
the limit does not exist.
Funny, fuzzy and funny, too.
Mm. Scherzer, Verlander. It's, gonna be, boy,
it's fuzzy
two,
math.
First two games of the World Series, that's going to be awesome.
Really,
we got,
you're starting this already?
Already. Why
we
not,
We can't
buddy?
Even get your delusional Jets life out of the mix here that you're already advancing to October.
Verlander. I'm pressing fast forward on that big button, on the DVR button, all the way to October. Verlander and Scherzer. We're going to get David Price from the 2014 Tigers.
When did they come to Dodger
Stadium? Get Porcello back again. We'll get Anibal Sanchez.
I'll have everybody. Model,
Kate we'll have everybody.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And, you know, just real quick here for a couple of seconds, huge story in the world tonight. Kirstie Alley of Cheers, Veronica's Closet, died today at the age of 71.
Summer School.
Summer School was such... I was just watching that the other night, as a matter of fact. Summer School was on the other night. I'm like, oh, this is the end. I loved Summer School. Oh, my goodness. She died today at the age of 71, a very short battle with cancer. Her family announcing that earlier today. And, you know, it's funny because she's had such a long career over the course of the past, you know, 40 years, when she got the job on Cheers, taking over for Shelley Long. And I remember back when that happened, when Shelley Long left Cheers, and this used to happen. People used to leave big time shows all the time because they felt, well, I'm going to go to Hollywood. I'm going to go to make movies and be
David Caruso.
I'm done
Kiss
doing this
death.
Now. Now people realize, oh, I don't need to do that. I could stay on the show and I can still make movies. But people, oh, it's too hard because they would do 22 episodes a year. Mm-hmm. Filming would take so long and you would get taken out of the mix to do movies that were filming. But now it's a lot easier because you get seasons for comedies or 13 episodes and they film them quickly and they do it more so actors can go do different things. When she was named taking over for Shelley Long, I was like, who is this? Who's Kirstie? What have I ever seen her in? I don't even know. She was at North and South. What is, I don't even know. And I'm like, she's never going to be as good as Shelley Long. And she came on and she was different. And I still like Shelley Long a little bit better overall because of the chemistry that she had with Ted Danson. But Kirstie Alley came on and gave that show a new, different kind of energy. And they brought in different people to help push the show for the last half of its run, because this is a show you're taking the number two star of the show and someone who is the co-number one star with Ted Danson and saying she's gone, and they were able to not miss a beat. And for someone to come in and be able to do that, that's really impressive, because it's tailor-made for come in, okay, here's somebody new, she's going to suck, it's not going to be any good, she's not going to be as funny. And they made her character different, and it still kept Cheers going, and then she went on to an incredibly long career after that, you know, because she had that big thing in Cheers.
Yeah, normally it becomes a revolving door, right? Someone doesn't work well with an audience because they're used to the familiarity. Shelley Long, go Cats. And her career eventually showed back up in Modern Family. But you go through Kirstie Alley's career, the Hot in Cleveland series was, what, 6-7 seasons long? She was on there for a few episodes, popped up on an episode of The King of Queens. She was all the way back, one of her first roles being in The Wrath of Khan. So you
look
get
who's
that.
Talking, look who's talking to.
Well, John Travolta putting out the notices tonight, you know, just kind of the memories and what they had there. So 71, like, again, another one of those instances. I age myself, but forget to age the rest of the world, because that was one of the things brought up. It's like age 71. It's like, really? It's a good run.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Now, 71's young now. 71's young now.
Yeah, but if you go back in the history of how folks were living in Hollywood during the heyday.
You're right. No, and that always depends. You don't know what people are doing, what they're not. But you're right. Hollywood stars, rock stars, everything else that gets that way.
It's different. And, you know, towards the end, I mean, say a brief illness here. But for the grace of God, right, it's the long, extended, protracted illnesses, something short, hopefully didn't suffer too much with it, and everybody remembering all those great one-liners and battles from Cheers with the upstairs landlord that she fought with all the time.
Oh, yeah, Melville's, sure. And then she had the crush on Tom Skerritt.
They
bring him on. What was Evan Drake, right? Was that
the
his
great
name?
Great Evan Drake. Yeah. Nicely done.
Oh, yeah.
Way to get Top Gun in there.
Yeah, well, Tom Skerritt coming into Cheers, you know.
That's pretty good.
Want him to dress as Viper, but he didn't. He just, did his own thing.
Just did his thing.
And then don't forget, she had that big run outside of television and movies when she was a spokeswoman for Jenny Craig for so long. And so many women were like, I was inspired by her because her weight, you know, she was someone who, hey, listen, she even said, listen, my weight goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it happens. And Jenny Craig, I mean, she put Jenny Craig on the map. It was, whoa, Kirstie Alley, big star, look what she's doing. I mean, that's some big work being done right there when you can inspire people because of that, going, oh, I got to get on Jenny Craig, I can do this. If she does it, I can do it too. I mean, she had a really, really big career.
Motivational stuff. Absolutely.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Rest in peace, Kirstie Alley. 71. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, coming up next, we've told you Tom Brady is playing for his NFL life over the course of the last few weeks of the season. Where does he stand right now? If he was playing next year, would a team want to sign him? The answer might surprise you. It's next right here, Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Tom Brady has an awful first 55 minutes and a really good last 5 minutes.
Yep.
And the Bucs beat the Saints 17-16. He leads Tampa down on a touchdown to make it a touchdown drive to make it 16-10. They get the ball back. Throws a winning touchdown pass to Rashad White with 3 seconds left to go. And the Bucs are in first place all by themselves in the NFC South at 6-6. And they have a game and a half lead over the Falcons, who are 5-8 sitting behind them. It's a terrible division. But for Tom Brady, it's a bigger time right now because he is fighting for his football life. We mentioned this a little bit a couple weeks ago, that this is what it was going to be like for Brady, because he has been somewhat pedestrian for Tom Brady over the course of this season. He's not going to finish with an awful year. He's in the top 10 for yards passing. He's going to throw for 23-ish touchdowns and 3 or 4 interceptions. So he's going to wind up having a decent year numbers-wise, but this Tampa Bay team has not put points on the board at all. I mean, this is a team that is -2 in point differential,
right,
and this is unacceptable. So for a guy who's playing for his football life, because we can talk till we're blue in the face about how Brady wants to play another few seasons. He wants to keep going, wants to play until he's 50. All these things we say about him. Hey, where's Brady going to go next year? What's he going to do? Don't forget that it's not up to Brady, because if this is the Tom Brady you're going to get at the end of the season, no one is going to want him, and he's going to jump into the booth at Fox right after the season is over. That's going to be it. And if I had to put right now as to what's going to happen,
Jeff,
I would say that's going to be it. Brady's going to finish this season. Likely it's going to end with a playoff berth because he's in with Tampa. But who's going to want him after this kind of year?
Jeff.
He's got to finish. No, this is going to make the Pro Bowl. Is that Brady is going to no longer even be sought after like he was when the Bucks got him 3 years ago. Because coming off that great run with the Patriots, there was only a couple of teams that wanted him. Now he's not playing as well, and more teams are going to be interested. I don't see it. No one's going to say, because he thought coming into this year, I'm going to play this year, I'm going to be great again, I'll either re-up here in Tampa Bay, or I'll go to San Francisco, I'll sign there for 3 or 4 years, whatever it's going to be, I'm going to continue on playing. Now it's going to be, dude, we don't want to do a year with you. Is he going to do that? Is he going to be a guy to go somewhere for a year and hope that he doesn't really fall off the cliff? Because he's falling off the cliff right now. The cliff is finally getting here for Tom Brady, and he's finally falling off in a little bit. So is he going to do that? Or is any team going to be that interested in him to say, hey, we're you away from winning the Super Bowl? I don't think so. I don't think that's the case anymore, where teams this offseason are going to go, if we had Tom Brady, we'd win the Super Bowl next year. I don't think teams are going to say that.
Well, that's the question. We've been talking a lot about Brock Purdy, the pride of Iowa State. Herman run.
Been pretty good so far, TJ.
Yeah, you can get that, the iHeartRadio app, wherever you download podcasts. It'll be up about 15, 20 minutes from now, and you can relive that into your nightmares and take down the whole show. Five stars, evangelize. It's the holiday season. I mean, the link is free.
It's the holiday season.
Send it to your friends and family. It's the best gift you're going to give them, the gift of Fox Sports Radio and the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. But to your point, right, San Francisco right now, you look at what is amassed for that squad, whether Trey Lance is going to be ready to go or not, there's been a lot of time before he's really been able to play football, right? Long time since that breakout collegiate run that you could say, well, if we can bring Brady in for a year, and maybe this guy's going to be healthy enough to at least work through progressions as a backup, which he hasn't been able to do, right? So maybe that's the case, but it'll be few. I would love to sit down with someone who really ex-scout, whatever, doing film to figure out exactly how precipitous this can be explained away by the offensive line and the inability to hold the ball for more than 2.2 seconds before going, oh, crap, I got to get rid of it. So you've got that part of the process, right? The run game, and Leonard Fournette has not been there. Part of that, again, owing to the offensive line and the problems that they've had all season long. Team that has vanquished you time and again, the Saints, certainly doesn't have from a defensive side, but you put him in the head coaching, he said, Eric, take this game. You can have it. So
if you're the 49ers, let's just say that's his preferred destination, sure. And now with Garoppolo's injury, they're going to let him go after this year, and Trey Lance is coming back from injury. I told you earlier this hour, the Niners are kind of quarterback-proof. Brock Purdy's going to be the starting quarterback in the NFC Championship game against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. The Niners are just that loaded everywhere else. So if you're San Francisco and you go, okay, well, Brock Purdy got us this. We love Trey Lance. Lance is coming back.
But and do they love Trey
Lance?
We got
to give him – they took him number three overall.
It doesn't matter.
Got to give him a chance to play.
But he's been there a couple of years.
Right,
you may not love him the same way.
But you have to give him a
Why?
Chance to play. Because you drafted him, you moved up to get him number three overall.
At some point, you say it's sunk cost.
Right, but you don't know how good he is. He got on the field for half a game.
But if he hasn't impressed you a ton in workouts and the offseason to where Jimmy Garoppolo, and I know he was damaged goods coming off his surgery and everything, so trades weren't able to happen, but you decided that you needed to restructure things to keep him as an insurance card.
Right. But the thing is, you were still going to see him play. You need to see Trey Lance play.
But how long was the leash before Jimmy Garoppolo?
5 games. But now you're getting to the point where, okay, this is 3 years in now for Trey Lance. We got to see what we have in this kid. We think he can be great.
And he stinks.
If he's really good, he'd be better than Brady. We're gonna roll over teams next year.
That goes back to my point. They may not think he's great anymore.
But
they did when they made the trade. That's several years in the rearview mirror with a lot of time hanging out with him. While he hasn't been able to put it on the field in a regular season, you've gotten to know him quite well.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that they were ready, they made him the starter to start, and it would be such a colossal failure to say we moved up to draft this guy number three overall, and not only did but we never gave him the chance.
Yeah, but they also did the victory lap after
say let's get Trey Lance and see maybe we have a quarterback for a decade, then maybe we can squeeze out a half a season off of Tom Brady.
Nope, Brady.
It's gonna be hard. Nope,
Tom
I'm
Brady
telling you,
can
man,
do that.
Right now, looks like Brady would retire.
Brady to the Niners
or to the Jets, or retiring. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller, Fox. Verlander!
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.